The governor vetoed funding for only a few items in the Petersburg area. The largest was a $4 million reduction in the amount appropriated for a fire and EMS facility in town. The project had been slated to receive $5.3 million in the capital budget, but we'll see only $1.3 this year. That money will help pay for early design work and site preparation, and Palin said she would consider additional funding in a future budget. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer says he expects the state will contribute more in the future.
With the fire hall, we ended up having enough money to plan the thing and to do the groundwork, the site work. So, you know, that's $1.3 million that we've got. It would have been nice to get the rest of it, but we wouldn't have been able to spend it. It would have been too soon anyway. So they're going to hold it off to a future budget to finish the job. So I don't think they would have given us the 1.3 if they didn't plan some time to give us the rest of it.
The new building could go up on Haugen Drive close to the airport and could cost somewhere over $5 million. It will allow the local volunteer department, along with fire and EMS staff, to relocate out of the aging municipal building at the corner of Nordic Drive and Haugen. There were only two other capital budget items for Petersburg vetoed by the governor. She zeroed out $250,000 that would have paid for some design work on improving the access road that runs behind Petersburg's airport from Scow Bay to Sandy Beach. She also vetoed $12,000 for design work in the Frederick Point North subdivision. A number of local projects will see state funding from this year's capital budget. The city will be receiving $1.2 million for the third phase of the water treatment plant upgrade. That will continue an ongoing effort to boost the capacity of the plant and the quality of the town's drinking water during the high demand of the summer season. Carl Hagerman is the city's public works director.
This should be the final phase of the treatment plant upgrade project. And it basically addresses the upgrades to the interior of our water filters and our under drains. Our filter media installs a new type of backwash system to make sure that we're getting all the material that we remove from water out of our filters when we clean them. A more efficient system for cleaning the filters, as well as a cover for our clear well, which is our water source for cleaning the filters. And some other minor architectural changes to the tops of the filters, just to make the operations staff a little easier for them to get around up there, a little safer.
That work could start up as soon as this fall and could be finished sometime in 2009. Once that project is done, the treatment plant will be able to produce 4 million gallons of clean drinking water a day. The water utility will also receive $525,000 to help with repair work on the pipeline to Cabin Creek Reservoir. That line has had flow problems in recent years, and the city is looking into replacing damaged sections of the pipeline, redoing a portion of the line near the Cabin Creek Dam, and cleaning out any growth or sediment inside the pipe. That repair work could cost around $700,000. As for other city projects, the state will be funding $80,000 to help pay for repairs on Petersburg's garbage baling machine. Hagerman says that machine has had a rough life.
Last summer it broke down for about a month before we could get it repaired. Right now, actually, as we speak, it's broken down and we're not able to bale. We need to do a lot of work on that, relining, rebuilding the bale chamber itself. The main piece of the baler, it's called the main ram platen, is the part that goes back and forth and actually squishes the garbage into the bale. That needs to be replaced, as well as the main brain box, if you will, that controls the baler. It needs to be replaced as well. It needs to be upgraded. It's no longer supported by the manufacturer, so that'll be a good project, and very thankful that the state came through with some money to help us out with that project.
The budget also has $65,000 for the city to buy a snowblower, and there's $34,000 for an electronic pharmacy records system at Petersburg's Medical Center. The school district will be benefiting from $900,000 included in the budget for replacing the roof at Racy Stedman Elementary. That work is expected to cost $1.2 million, and the city would have to provide almost $400,000 in local matching funds to secure the state money. School Superintendent Gary Jacobson says the district applied to the state for the funding.
In the last couple of years, it's really started to leak in areas, and the snow, the last 2 years when we had those big snows, it really, really opened up some leaks and took some air ducts and broke them off. And so we would be reducing the number of air ducts and then replacing the roof.
Also in the capital budget is the $96,000 for renovating Petersburg's Sons of Norway Hall. $25,000 will go toward improving the local rod and gun club's shooting range on Mitkoff Highway, and $150,000 will be available for a new public library building. Finally, the state capital budget also includes $7 million for improving Mitkoff Highway from Scow Bay to the Crystal Lake Hatchery. That money also needs voter approval. It will be part of a statewide transportation bond issue that voters will be deciding on this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.